you're not doing something right if everyone loves you.
Yeah. But when did you fuck Tanner?
2019.
There's a lot of rumors going around about you.
Who the fuck said that? I've never heard that rumor, but it's true.
It was just a stab in the dark. All right, what up, you little cream pies? Welcome back to the podcast. Look, we just a couple of exciting announcements. We're one of the first podcasts that is doing video on Spotify. So if you are watching us on Spotify, I hope you get fingered. Like, I hope someone makes you come today. If you don't know who's on the podcast today, we have Bryce Hall. This is going to be an interesting one. We're about to fucking kick it off. Also, YouTube, if you're watching this and you aren't subscribed, I really hope, like, you just never come, like, ever. But if you are subscribed, I hope someone makes you come right this second.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're getting fucked as you watch
this. I literally hope someone's, like, balls deep in you.
Do you think there's people out there that fuck to your podcast?
I fucking hope so.
100%. Yeah. I only fuck to the podcast. Yeah.
You think, dudes would definitely, like, agree to just fuck to Harry's voice and
I hope
his
so.
Guest.
Yeah. Fuck. That would be awesome. Right. So let's break the ice here. Look, there's a lot of rumors going around about you.
It's like, wait, all right, what is it?
Like, is it true that you have a bend in your cock?
Who the fuck said that? Who the fuck said that? I've never heard that rumor, but it's true.
It was just a stab in the dark.
Dude, no, it's fully true. I have a curve to the left.
Oh, shit. No, that was just a legitimate, like, stab in the dark.
Who told you that?
I said that because I was like, I have a photo of my cock in a shadow and it bends to the left.
Oh.
So I was just like, oh, what I'm going to do today? is just like try and say something funny.
And you just expose yourself. Oh, wow.
No, apparently it's better to have a bendy cock.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten great reviews.
No, really?
Yeah.
Everyone just says it's not in long enough for me. They're just like, oh, it was that quick?
I've gotten great reviews. I do, the only bad review, obviously, is sometimes I feel like I'm a prepubescent boy when I'm fucking, because sometimes if I'm not wearing a condom,
right,
it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a condom guy?
Yeah.
See, I feel like condoms put pressure on me and I'm just instantly just like, you know what? I need to get this
dude,
done.
Dude, in my, like, just I can only fuck my girlfriends without a condom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Actually, I legitimately only wear condoms.
I feel like that's a lie, dude.
No, he does as well.
What's a condom again?
Yeah, no, it's the things.
What is this word you guys are talking about? Condom?
Yeah. I don't. All right, Bryce. Look, it's good to have you on. Thank you for finally coming on. We've been trying to do this for a minute. You come up to me drunk at a club, and you're like, "I'm gonna come on the podcast no matter what." And then we both pointed at someone that we both have had sex with, and agreed that we had sex with her, and then tried to have a threesome.
Wait, who was it?
The sex robot. That's what we call her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, because we were at the club and you're just like talking to me about some shit. And I was like, have you had sex with her? And we both had.
Yeah. Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Awesome person. But look, it's good to have you on. Look, we're a little bit unfiltered here. And I know you're a bit controversial. So I'm glad that you're here.
I'm definitely a good guest to have on here.
Yeah, better chop it up. So when did you get started on social media game? Because I know you've been like, it's been a little bit weird because it's interesting. You have like a lot of old videos of you as a kid.
14.
That's when you started on this shit?
Yeah, when I was 14. Oh, hey. And then what'd I didn't top on? Off. Vine.
Oh, shit.
Really?
I had like one viral Vine.
How the fuck did you know how to use a phone at 14? I was still trying to fucking find my cock.
Dude, that's all we did back then.
Really?
It's like, but it was so unnatural for obviously my hometown for someone to be doing social media. So kids would just be talking shit. Maryland.
Where the fuck is that?
I mean,
Maryland?
It's like,
Virginia? It's like East Coast.
Where's Virginia?
Right East above.
It's either
it's New York. It's 45 minutes from where the president lives.
Right. So he's okay.
So he's right there.
Makes sense. And is it a small town?
And medium. It's not like small, but it's like not big.
And no one's doing social. No.
Nobody was doing social media.
So, right. So you grew up there. No one was doing social media. No one gave a fuck.
No. Well, they did give a fuck that I was doing it. They hated that shit.
Well, you've been hated since day one.
I know. So I'm just used to it. That's why people are always asking me, they're like, how do you fucking deal with all this hate? I'm like, dude, I've been doing it since I was 14. I don't give a shit.
That's because I saw a video, some girl hosted Short King or some shit of you in
New York.
Yeah, and
I'm not that short, dude.
No, I was gonna comment back and be like, "How? Like, why are you trying to fucking body shame someone? Something they can't control?" Like, I was like, "No, well, you're not short."
I'm literally factually 5'10". But everyone thinks I'm 5'6", and all my friends are just tall as fuck.
It's probably because you have like big legs, like you have big calves.
Yeah, I look stocky.
Yeah, that's why I crop my legs out of my photos, because everyone thinks I'm short when they meet me. Like, oh shit, you're tall. I crop my legs out because they're so long and skinny. I look like a fucking supermodel.
Yeah, no, I look stocky. Like these things are like two tree trunks.
Yeah, I'm fucking jealous. I literally have no calves. So Maryland, right? You grew up there.
Yeah.
Sucked. No, everyone hated you.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Had like three friends. Yeah, nothing's changed. Now instead of just one town hating me, it's now like the whole world.
Really?
So it's awesome. It's I'm just crazy. Getting better.
Why does everyone hate you? Like, what is this? Well, I guess not everyone hates you, but why do you think there's such a collective of people that want to see you like fail?
Because I'm confident.
Right.
And I feel like people that see someone that's confident, like when you see someone that's confident in anything, you're like, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Because they're a little jealous.
Right.
But I'm confident because I'm confident in myself.
Yeah.
Like I've literally been doing this for 7 years, 8 years, basically. And I knew I was going to be where I'm at.
Yeah,
and I'm not even close to like done yet.
Where's the end goal?
Like Michael Jackson. Dude, I want to be the biggest entertainer. Not biggest TV show like host, nothing like that. I want to be the biggest entertainer. Whether that be on social media, something like it just keeps it down.
Biggest TV host would have some issues because that's not what I want to be either. But I just feel like it's a good goal for me to have.
Yeah, you want to do that? You want to be a TV?
Yeah,
host?
I don't know. I'm definitely leaning way more into the entertainment industry because I enjoy doing this shit. Like this shit's so much fun. Like hosting, like talking to people.
Yeah,
fucking around, talking about people's bendy cocks. You know, we do it all, but. So you want to be the biggest entertainer. How do you think you're going to get there? Continue. Is it going to be through TikTok? It's kind of like dead now.
No, TikTok's not really dead. I mean, it's just, it doesn't convert anymore.
Right.
So back last year, 2020, when it was originally popping off, like when Sway Boys were like shit, right? That's when like for some reason TikTok followers would just go right to your Instagram, right to your YouTube with that link. But now it doesn't. Nobody converts anymore.
Yeah, it's weird.
Which is weird. I still get millions of views, but it's like it doesn't convert anywhere else.
Yeah.
And TikTok, I don't really try on at all.
No, you legitimately don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, I don't try on TikTok. It's like YouTube is my main focus.
Yeah, I've seen some, like, I was watching some of your TikToks before. I was like, you actually really just don't care.
I know. he does not care.
There was one where he was legitimately like halfway through building a couch. And then he's like pretending that someone else has got to get in it. And then he just like gave up.
And that's just
millions of views.
Yeah, I was like, it's like, I don't know why that gets millions of views, but.
Oh, my shit. I'm like trying to translate like Portuguese to like, oh, that's what's going on at the minute. I'm in some hot water in Brazil.
Really?
Oh, for real?
I started some like serious beef with this like kickboxer dude.
Oh.
Nice, dude. Let's go fuck him up.
No, it's sick. So he can't defend himself because he's filming a show right now. So I'm just like doubling down. It's really good.
It's like he's not here, so I'm going to talk shit.
No, legitimately. So like this girl called Mirella, right? It's this huge like Brazilian like superstar over there. And there's this show called The Farm, which is essentially their big brother, which is their biggest reality show. And on this show, people go in and just become superstars, like A-list celebrities in Brazil. Right, this one girl went on, had 1,000 followers, come out with 24 million. Like it's
holy shit.
No,
holy
like dick. It's fucking crazy.
Dude, I'm going it's to. Like I literally Squid tweeted Game. Out. I tweeted out that I was going to Brazil because I am in February, and I went. Like I trended in Brazil.
No, it's
everyone
nuts.
Freaks out over there in Brazil.
No, it's they legitimately like.
Fun fact, actually, this means penis in Portuguese.
Wow, bilingual king.
Yeah.
Pau,
which means cock.
Cock.
Yeah, I'm ripping cock, baby. Yeah.
No, but so this chick, right? I don't know how I fucking clued onto this, but her husband, who's this kickboxer dude or whatever, I don't know what his name is. He's 5'1". He's very short king. He was on this show.
Him and Jake should fight.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll tee him up, try to fucking get him together. But he's on this show and he's like trying to like flirt with this other girl or some shit who isn't his wife. His wife is Mirella. Very hot. We follow each other. Right? So.
He's probably pissed about that.
Huge. Like I'll go on her live and like comment. She'd be like, look beautiful. And then he would like reply like, fuck you, Harry. But he would say it in like Portuguese. So I don't know what he's saying. So I didn't get upset. So I'm like, oh, whatever. He's probably just like saying I'm a dickhead. But he's probably like being like some personal jabs. Yeah. But so they're in some hot water. At like 5 a.m. when I woke up, I posted a TikTok duetting hers with like Portuguese writing on it, just saying, "Your boyfriend's a piece of shit. You deserve better." A little love heart. Went fucking nuts. I've never seen so many like...
How many views did that get?
No, it's got like 30,000 comments.
Holy balls.
Yeah, it's been up for a day. It's like 3.2 million views. And I've never seen so many like news outlets post me. Like there's this news outlet that posted me, got 1.2 million views in the first hour on Instagram. Insane. I've never seen any shit like this. They're going crazy. And then an hour after I posted that, she announced that she's getting a divorce.
Whoa, with this dude. Crazy.
It's crazy. So I'm
damn,
like,
you should just try and become the biggest Brazilian.
That's what I'm doing.
Honestly, yeah. You should just slide in there.
No, I've been talking to her.
Oh, wow.
It's just really hard. Like it's really hard to like translate what's going on or like what she's saying. Cause like,
oh, she doesn't speak any English?
They're very broken. And they say my name like Harry. It's so cute. It's so cute. But Brazil's where it's at. Like they're fucking nuts over
dude,
there.
And the women are just so hot.
Oh, dude, I hooked up with a Brazilian flight attendant recently on
really?
The plane. Yeah, it
was really?
On the cool, plane.
Coolest thing I've ever done in my
jet,
whole life.
Like a jet or?
No, like a, like wow. I was sitting in the back row.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
You're in the back? She just come and like fucked you?
Like where?
No, we made out on the plane.
Oh, I heard
and
fucked.
Then, no. I said I hooked up. So we made out on the plane and then once we landed, we went back to our hotel.
What? When I hear hooked up, I always think like immediately fuck.
Interesting. Yeah, I should probably
because everyone's very
I should
horny
probably
here.
Stop using that.
How did you hook up with someone on a plane?
He's saying he made out with her and then they landed.
No, but like what? She's
because I had the whole back row to
myself.
She had
the trolley and she's like,
yeah, she was just flirting. No, she came and sat next to me.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just started making out with her.
Yeah.
She watches this podcast. She's like, really?
Oh, actually, I did get in trouble with a girl today. She's like, oh, I heard you how you talk on your podcast and you only ever give me 2 rounds. So I think you should be like truthful on it. Like you're not as good as you say you are when you only give me 2 rounds. I was like, whoa, let's fucking like
all right, watch this 3rd round.
Yeah. It'll be quicker than the first two.
Yeah, also this flight attendant I think was like, I don't know, a year ago maybe.
Oh. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
he's scared that she's gonna see this.
Yeah. What's that?
He's like he's scared that she's gonna see this. He's like, it was a year ago and she was
we
the
always
best.
Keep all stories no, we always ambiguous. Try to make
all stories vague. Alright, yeah. So who are you fucking right now?
Who am I fucking?
Yeah, who are you? Are you seeing someone? I did see you post that you love Riley.
No, I'm not fucking anyone right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Celibate?
No.
Celibate
no.
summer?
I just like, dude, when I take, like I go on these sober breaks.
Yeah.
And when I'm sober, I just lack horniness, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah. Is that bad?
No, I guess that's good.
I've been sober for 7 years and
I'm still horny.
Still horny.
I was sober for 2 weeks. Didn't do anything for those 2 weeks, but like on the Halloween
really?
Bender, I was
just a menace.
That's why I went sober.
Really?
But I drank last night, sadly. I got really drunk last night. But
yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like every time I'm sober, I'm like, I want to do more with my time. And that's
yeah, no, I
end
do.
Up having sex.
Yeah, no, I don't do that, though.
Really? You just don't get horny at all?
No, not really.
Damn. Well, you're also, I know you're pretty open.
I mean, I do get horny when I'm sober. I bet people are going to say something weird about it. I do get horny when I'm sober, but I don't like actively try to pursue anything.
Right.
Like any women, like I'm like usually.
Are you more focused on like work and shit?
Yeah.
Right.
Fully.
So are you fully a YouTuber now?
Basically.
So you're done with being called a TikTok or whatever?
I mean, people are always going to call me that. I mean, I have fucking 21 million followers on there. How can I be a
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
No, that shit is.
It's like on YouTube, I have like 4 million subs.
So yeah, 4 million subs.
That's
yeah,
huge.
But that's like. It's like 21 million, 4 million. So obviously I'm going to be the TikToker, even though
damn.
I make YouTube videos.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Is it hard to date, having like being in the position that you're at? Like, do you feel like a lot of people like use you? Because you're pretty open with like, one thing I did notice about you is anytime you're like with someone, you don't give a fuck like how big the tag is. Like I've seen people like be like very like weird about like tagging people or like posting stories and shit. You just don't care. You're just like, cool, like here's a fucking huge pop tag. Enjoy the clout. Like, are you worried about like people using you for that?
I mean, it's happened so many times. It's a tag doesn't really blow them up.
Whoa.
But I mean, like Tana, for example, We're going on tour. We're doing like a few tour stops.
What? How do you? What are you guys? Are you gonna fucking sing and dance? Like, what are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on stage and do TikTok dances.
You're no,
I'm
joking.
it's gonna be very interactive. Like, almost like
a club tour.
I would, yeah, but I am doing a club tour as well. I'm going to Florida in January, and I'm doing 10 stops.
And you're just getting drunk at every.
I don't think I am, because I do two clubs a night, and I'm only there for 5 days.
Jesus Christ!
So
is it mainly just to meet people and like?
Yeah, it's like out. It's to like, well, the clubs are obviously paying.
Yeah, right.
So it's like I get paid to appear there. Girls hear that I'm there. They show up, which makes more guys inclined to go because they're like, "Oh, dude, all this fucking puss."
Yeah,
and they go there. When I did it in Phoenix, Arizona, it crushed like Nelk numbers.
Really?
Yeah, when I did like a club meetup.
Really?
Yeah, because Nelk, it's like, dude, the king of partiers, right?
Right.
But they only brought the dudes.
Right.
So no girls were like showing up there, like, hey.
Right. That? And your audience is 90%.
YouTube, it's like 50-50.
Sick.
50 guys, 50 girls. And then TikTok, it's like 30% guys, and then 70% female.
I think mine is 85% girls.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I don't know how I got so lucky.
I don't know why more guys are following me recently, but hey, shout out boys. Fuck yeah.
Well, do you think it's like, cause you're posting a bit of gym content and shit like that. Do you think like the boys are starting to come across because of that shit?
I don't know. I think like my YouTube content's more aimed at guy viewers.
Yeah.
Cause it's like just bros being bros.
Yeah.
And we're just fucking around being like 22-year-old delinquents.
Yeah. Do you think that you like you're ever cautious about the type of shit that you post? Like when you're doing like YouTube videos, you're like, oh, this is like more friendly for girls or kids, or you just
no,
like,
when I opened my eyes to that, it was when I posted that video of me pranking Noah with the strippers.
Dude, why are you always looking so well rested?
Bro, because I've been sleeping like a dog.
No way.
Like a, you know those,
like in a good way, right? Like,
yeah, those big dopey dogs that are just always asleep.
Yeah.
That's the type of sleeps I'm having.
I want to get some sleep like that. How do I do that?
Look, we're back, bitches, with our friends at Buffy. And they've created the best comforter you've ever slept in. The comforter has over 18,000 five-star reviews. Customers agree it's the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried.
Oh, I've slept in a Buffy comforter. It's unreal.
That was when you stayed in my bed.
I felt like I was sleeping in a cloud.
Yeah, of course. It's literally softer than cotton and naturally soothes skin.
Audience members, I want you to close your eyes for a second, and I want to picture yourself laying in a thick-ass comforter that feels like a cloud that's climate controlled. Like, you could have the shittiest mattress, but if you have this comforter, it is unreal.
It's a wrap. It's like your mom's just kissed you on the forehead. You've just cummed.
Yeah. All your anxieties, all that
out
shit.
Out the window.
All your debts, all your relationship issues, gone.
Everything.
You just lay on this. Yeah, yeah. Gone. The politics of the world, all that.
God.
You just slide into that cloud and just listen to our voices and you fall asleep in a Buffy comforter.
That's exactly the crazy. I've never heard anyone describe it so perfectly.
Oh yeah.
Any issue I've ever had, just gone with Buffy.
It's like a wet dream, but dry.
A dry dream. Again, so if you want to experience what we're experiencing every single night, laying in a ball of just pure orgasm. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the code TAPIN. Again, $20 off your Buffy comforter. So you're saving $20.
Good.
Go buffy.co and enter code TAPIN.
Buffy.co?
Enter TAPIN.
Dude.
And then enter the cum zone.
I mean, that's an investment in your future. You're sleeping all day.
No financial advice.
You're going to make your money back.
What are you drinking on over there?
Oh, man, I'm feeling relaxed and energized because I've been drinking mud water, dude.
What the hell is mud water?
It's a coffee alternative. It's got four aptogenetic mushrooms.
Wow.
I can say that big word, dude.
Yeah.
Ayurvedic herbs all blended together. It's got 1/7 the amount of caffeine. It's so good for you. It's got turmeric in it, which I love. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's the best.
You get energy without anxiety, jitters, and a crash of coffee. You know, sometimes you have coffee, you want to shit your pants.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with this stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I used to drink like 30, 45 cups of coffee a day. And now I just drink one cup of mud water in the morning and I have this clean burn. You know, it's like when you go to the gas station, you got the junk fuel for cheap,
yeah,
and then you got the premium fuel. This is that premium fuel.
It's premium,
it's a clean
goodness
burn, right? Yeah, I naturally have anxiety, so I don't need something to add anxiety,
yeah,
you know? I also want it to leave me healthier. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I want to, it's got all these great, you know, because you're taking all these mushrooms and herbs and stuff. It like, it's healthy for you.
It's from Mother Earth, right?
Yeah.
It's from Mother Earth, our queen.
Yeah.
There's lion mane mushroom in there, which I personally have been taking before this. It makes you alert, gets you excited. There's cinnamon for antioxidants. The taste is great. I'm personally I take it black. I have my coffee black. Same
yeah,
as you.
I'm the same
way. You can add honey to it. You can freestyle. Yeah. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's energizing you not purely because of the stimulant effect. It's energizing you because it's replenishing your body with all sorts of great things
and
that
that's
your body
what you
needs.
Need. So yeah, they've also launched their new rest blend with an evening ritual kit. The new blend promotes rest and relaxation because the best morning ritual starts the night before. So if you want to get on board, if you want to feel energized, if you want to try something different that may be your cup of tea, this might be the one for you. So go to mudwater.com/tapin. That is mudwtr.com/tapin. mudwtr.com/tapin to support the show and use code TAPIN for $5 off your order. Give it a try. Let us know how you feel. Something different, but we're
yeah
big fans of mushrooms.
Let us know. Send us a photo of you glowing after drinking this, because I'm glowing after I drink it.
Glowing.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Did you remember that?
Yeah.
I pranked Noah with the strippers. It got so much backlash.
That went
and
crazy.
And I was like, damn, this is when I was pumping like 4 videos a week.
Yeah.
Like on YouTube, like crazy content while I'm shooting a reality show.
Yeah.
Going through a breakup. So I'm like, I'm just getting content after content. I'm like trying to focus myself just on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I didn't even care about the backlash. I was just like, views, views,
right,
views.
Did you get, you got a fuck ton of hate on that, yeah?
Oh, yeah. More dislikes. I think it has over 100,000 dislikes and only like
really?
80,000 likes. Yeah.
Did you lose subs or no?
No. Gained subs.
Did was Noah angry about that?
No, not as much as Dixie. But
Dixie
completely, completely understand. Like, yeah, like,
yeah.
I just thought it was, I literally thought of that maybe an hour before I did it.
And you're just like, let's go
yeah
crazy. Let's ramp it up.
Yeah.
What was your reality show about? I never watched it.
It was the Sway show. So it's like
right
all of the Sway boys,
so
what we do.
There's a season 2 coming on.
probably not. I don't know. I've been pitched for shows.
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to be on Too Hot to Handle.
Really?
Yeah, on your season, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, before it was like, you know,
damn,
as big as it is now.
Man, that would have sucked for you because I would have come in just stolen the limelight.
But no, they told me the phone usage shit and I was like, ah, man.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Like, it's
yeah
fully locked down.
Yeah.
Like, you legitimately can't, like, call your family or anything like that. They can only, like, text the producers and make sure you're okay.
Wow.
Legitimately, the first two shows that I did, the first one, I was away for 6 weeks and they fully, like, put your phone in a safe. And you're like 6 weeks, no outside world, nothing, which also like adds to it. Cause you have to imagine like you're in like this incubator where like,
how fast was the turnaround? Like when did that come out after you filmed it?
Like over a year.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Love is Blind was 2 years or 2.5 years, which
holy
is
shit.
And they were married. They got married. So they're just like, everyone's like, oh, how'd you guys meet? It's like, oh, it's like this show that hasn't come out. Like kind of doesn't exist.
Cause yeah,
it's weird with these shows. Like you film them and then you kind of have to like forget about it. Cause they don't
yeah
want like any leaks or any shit to come out. So you just have to like pretend that it didn't happen. And then
you're
it
like, I was just gone for 6 weeks.
Legitimately. Like, I don't know what happened. Like my phone just didn't work and I was fucking in Antarctica. Like just
I'm
fucking around.
Back. Surprise.
Would you do a show like that?
Not if I couldn't use my phone.
Right.
Cause this is like, dude, I do this.
What if you like stockpiled content and just like scheduled it to post?
No? 6 weeks? Holy
man,
fuck.
I would take any excuse to not use my phone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, shit. Well,
no, the crazy shit was.
It depends how much they pay.
No, they well, to what the handle.
Yeah, I know there's like a pot.
$0.
Yeah. But the clout's like worth it.
Life changing. Like, yeah. Fuck, none of this would have ever happened.
I know, dude. You guys like killed it. Some people capitalized better than others. I think you're definitely the best that capitalized.
Yeah, I think that like especially season two people, like a lot of people really just disappeared.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, really like falling off and like grasping.
It's like I don't know how like you guys like just killed it on social, but then like the younger people didn't. Like, dude, the season two cast was way younger.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of, like, 18 to fucking 20-year-olds.
I just think that we're very, like, blessed because everyone was at home.
Yeah, like, quarantine.
When our show was, like, when it launched, literally everyone was just at home and, like, locked in and watching it. And it was also weird because, like, I couldn't really get, like, a big ego because, like, I didn't know if it was real life or not. Because, like, I'm just in my apartment with my friends. And I'm getting like all these followers and stuff, and like people DMing me. I'm like, I actually don't know if this is
how
real.
How many followers did you gain in one day? Like, what was the most?
Over a million.
Over a million in a day.
I swear to God, it was a crazy. And every time I posted a TikTok, I had like, so my friend Kristen, she was a TikToker in my building, and she come up, she's like, you have to post TikToks. And
Kristen
like,
Hancher?
No, I don't know how to say her last name. I forgot it, but not her. No. She's a little dancer. She's the sweetest little thing. But she come up into my apartment and she's like, you have to post TikToks. I was like, nah, I don't care about that. Like, it's not worth it for me, like, whatever. And she's like, just post one TikTok talking about the show. I promise you it'll be the best decision you made. Posted it, gained 100,000 followers. And I was like, shit, I should do this. Posted another one, gained another 100,000 followers. I was like, this is crazy.
They're like, damn, social media is easy.
No, it was fucking nuts.
What you got a most, terrible, you got sorry. A terrible perception on social media. No. Like to start, it's yeah, dude, this is how easy it is to gain followers.
And bro, then that's the thing with reality shows, because like everyone thinks that for that month, like we're so hot that like it's so easy.
You
forever.
Really were too hot to handle.
What was your most viewed story?
I think close to 3 mil, but it was two mil every single day for a month.
Wow.
Story views, like every, no matter what I posted.
The most views I had on one of my stories was after like my Austin fight. And right. I think I got over 6 million views on my story.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
What is going, like you can't talk about that shit?
No, no. I mean like it's in the works, like a payment.
Is it finally getting?
Yeah.
Were you kind of like a little bit upset that you went through all that hard work and fucking
Oh no, that dude, that like. Like, obviously, squashed the beef with Austin.
Yeah.
Shook his hand, gave him my respect. We hung out.
Yeah.
Drank, did all that shit. And then all the payment stuff happens. So it's like, we had the beef, we squashed it, and then it's like, now I can't, like, now I'm like, really?
Yeah, you made me
fucking go 3 months out of, like, my content creation.
Yeah.
But also, it got me out of a pretty bad mental state.
Right.
So it's like, at the same time, I got better from it.
Right.
Yeah, like, dude, I was on a high horse, almost like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And I came to a reality check.
No, it's kind of good, though. No?
Yeah. And then that was, like, when I was going through my breakup stuff. So I was, like, drinking every day.
Yeah.
And then I went 3 months sober. So I was like, wow, I feel, like, fucking awesome.
So it's, like, a more so of a blessing.
Yeah.
Than anything.
Yeah.
So... do you think you're doing that shit again or?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, dude, you can't end it 0-1. I mean, dude, there's so many opportunities.
Quit while you're ahead.
There's so many opportunities for 0-1 boxers. Look at Logan.
Yeah,
he got to fight Floyd Mayweather as an 0-1 boxer.
And now he's fighting Mike Tyson.
I don't know if that's confirmed.
But even
in the talks with that, he's fighting the greats as an 0-1 fighter.
Yeah. No, it's fucking bizarre.
I know.
Well, do you want to be a boxer? Like,
No.
You just want to, like, it's just more
it's like,
of a hobby.
Dude, that's, yeah, that, and it's also, like, so many numbers.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
people, I genuinely enjoy watching celebrities punch each other in the face. It's fucking entertaining as shit.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to be part of, like, a cultural event, too, right?
Dude, I walk out there. I trained this sport for not even 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going out there. I walk out, and there's 30,000 people in the audience. Millions of people like are watching this.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fuck! This many people care about a TikToker throwing hands with a YouTuber.
That's crazy.
No, it's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
What's happening with Austin now? He's kind of fucked. No?
Oh, dude. Yeah. He's going through a few lawsuits.
Yeah. He was getting $100 million.
Yeah. And then I think he got fined $200K for that meetup that he did for the fight.
Really?
In Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, I remember
And then
that.
His house is there's something with his house too.
Well, so he really took the L on this.
Yeah.
Whoa, fuck. Like,
just, but it's like,
don't worry about that.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. I mean, dude, it's like he promised a lot of money to a lot of people that he couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, pay.
Well, it seems a bit like silly because even when they were trying to get me to sign on to the fight, I legitimately said to them, I was like, my team was just like, are you sure about this? Like, we need to like cross check it. Like, it took us to probably like,
oh, dude, so many people were saying there was red flags, and I was just like, I don't know, dude. $5 million sounds pretty fucking nice.
Yeah. So many big boxing matches where they do not pay undercard fighters as much as undercard fighters.
Yeah. Well, no, paid. I was the main event.
No, I'm saying, like, weren't there people below you that were getting like $1 million guarantees or some shit like that?
Taylor. Nuts.
Yeah, Taylor.
That's crazy.
Are you going to get that full amount?
No.
No.
No, but I am going to get a...
Still, a couple mil doesn't, hurt.
Yeah, well, you'll probably know. I don't know if I'm allowed to say when I am getting paid, but it's... I think I'm allowed to say when I got paid.
You already got paid?
No.
Oh.
But I think when I do get paid, I'm allowed to say it, but there's like a lot of lawyer shit that's going on.
Yeah, well, how long ago was that? Like,
it's actually moving forward pretty fast.
Really?
Now.
Did you gain like more followers and shit from any of that? Yeah, it boosted everything?
Yeah, I gained probably 400K on Instagram that day for losing. I was like...
Damn. It's probably a different group of people that saw you than normal, too, right?
And, oh, my God, dude, the fucking public aspect, though. Like, every time I would go in public, the two months after, every time someone would recognize me, like a dude, they'd be like, yeah, you're a fucking pussy. You suck at boxing. Really? Like, all this bullshit. It's just like...
Wow.
And then every time I would say something, like, nice back, would never get traction. But every time I would respond negatively...
Yeah,
it would get traction. Like that one where I was eating food and some kid comes up to me. I was eating nachos.
Yeah.
Like that type of altercation that would happen all the time. The kid drove by three times. He goes, "Box me, pussy," and I'm just like, "Get out of your car and talk to me if you want to do this." I'm like, "Jared, do you have a camera? This would be sick content."
Yeah,
I'll knock the fuck out of this kid real quick. It'll be funny because it's like so many people think that I actually don't. Know how to box.
Yeah.
It's like, I got fucking nervous. I lost. Everyone's saying I got knocked out. I never got knocked out.
Never went down.
I got thrown down. And then they called it a TKO.
Yeah.
So it's like they think without all this training, I trained in fucking Canelo's gym for 3 months. I obviously know how to throw a punch.
Life's hard.
Life sucks.
My life fucking is shit.
That's why Talkspace is amazing because you have that one-on-one interaction with someone that genuinely wants to help. And you never know. Once you get it out of your brain, off your shoulders, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel a little bit more free. You know, you're not clouded by your thoughts and you can think more freely. You know, we've all been there. We've had moments. Not one person doesn't get hit by the mental health hammer from time to time. Shit happens. It is going to clap you, so you may as well be prepared.
Yeah, I think it's so important. It's like seeing a physical therapist or anything. It's just necessary.
You know, you work out your body, you may as well work out your brain.
Yeah.
I
mean, look at our parents' generation. It's a bunch of fucking wackos because they don't believe in therapy. They're a bunch of lunatics.
Yeah.
You know?
They're crazy.
Our generation is a lot chiller, I think, because a lot of us have done therapy.
Yeah.
100%. I think it's so important.
And this app puts you in a private room with just you and your therapist. You're going to send messages 24/7. You get replies throughout the day. There's no need to wait for a weekly appointment. You don't have to feel, you know, worried about stepping outside the house. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. In bed, you can just talk. You can vibe. It's all encrypted as well. And there's added security features that keep your conversation fully protected. So if you actually want to talk about some really traumatic shit that's going on, this is safe and sound, and you got people there that genuinely want to help you. So join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code TAPIN at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code TAPIN.
Yeah.
I just got fucking...
Well, to be honest, I would shit my fucking pants.
Yeah. Like, no, I was completely fine. Like, butterflies would hit... The day of a little bit and the day before.
Yeah.
But butterflies didn't hit me at all until I was doing my ring walk. I'm walking out alone. Camera's on me. I'm looking straight into the camera. And then the camera moves out of the way and you see the audience. And I just went, oh, I was like, wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I could not imagine.
My stomach dropped.
Really?
But I looked so calm. I rewatched it and everything. I'm like, wow, I didn't even show any emotion. I looked like I was fully ready for that.
Yeah, bro. Because I've been being in the crowd and I was legitimately just like, this is actually fucking terrifying.
The production was crazy too.
No, the whole event was sick.
Yeah.
It's fucking like that whole event, like the artists, everything like that was crazy. That's why I was also just like, damn, these motherfuckers must have some money. Like,
I know. And that's when I saw all the like music performances, like confirming and performing, I was like, damn, I am getting paid. All right, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what happens in that ring. Like, I'm getting $5 million.
Yeah, fuck, bro. Yeah, that's just, who would you want to fight next? Or you don't know? I guess everyone asks you that.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not like Austin. I wasn't just trying to find a clouded person and then just randomly starting to talk shit with them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fight people unless I actually have beef with them.
Yeah.
So right now I don't have beef with anybody.
Well, wasn't it KSI talking shit?
KSI was talking shit, but I mean,
yeah, I guess he's,
I don't even think he boxes anymore.
Well, he's not really doing anything else but apart from talking, so.
Yeah, I think he's just doing his YouTube shit, right? I don't know if he's doing anything else. I remember he used to do music. Does he still do music?
I don't know. I think Jake called him out and said he only makes like 30 grand a month or something.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a fact.
It all sucks. But yeah, I just think, to be honest, I feel like it's all a little bit played. Like, I'm like, I watched that stuff. I was like, this is a good concept. But now, like, so many people doing it. Like,
also, it's like, dude, it's not easy to sell pay-per-views.
Yeah. Not like, well, not easy to market. Not easy to like get a great train and be able to properly fight.
Yeah, little girls are not going to pay for this shit. Like, even us selling 136,000 pay-per-views is great.
No, that's
like
insane.
That's like that's more than like some UFC fights.
Yeah.
You know, that's like really good. But he projected that we were going to do like 2-3 million. And we looked at the sheet who sold the most tickets.
Yeah.
Big shocker, it was fucking me.
Yeah.
So, like, I was talking all my shit, but nobody else on the card was like promoting it. And then Austin refused to pay for marketing. Like, so there was no billboards, no like real commercials, nothing. It was just all promoted across our social media.
So weird.
His idea was like, oh yeah, like we don't need to pay for marketing because we are the marketers.
Right.
Like the social media people that are all fighting on the card.
Yeah, but only market every time you post, so it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but also nobody fucking like...
Nobody cared.
Nobody promoted it.
Yeah, legitimately, like if it wasn't for you guys like pushing each other and shit, like I don't really think that it wouldn't have
done
if he, anything. If he paid for a billboard, everybody probably would have went to that billboard and took photos of it
like
and posted
it
that on their social. Yeah, you know?
Just like some marketing would have been like better. Nice. But still, 136,000, that's like people can talk shit on that, but hey, try to sell 136,000 pay-per-views.
Yeah, or anything. That's fucking nuts. Do you think you'd fight with like a Triller Fight Club or not?
They offered, it's just not the right money.
Really?
Like, I'm not getting in there for a couple
hundred K.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, well, yeah, I think it's like a good aspect to get fit and like run it up. But unless you want to be like, do it professionally, I feel like people are kind of like going to not be interested unless it's like where you guys are just going head to head.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Each fight though was pretty entertaining.
No, really.
On that card, like that whole fight card.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell some of the people actually took the training serious.
Yeah.
And it's like some people were actually throwing.
Yeah, some people were pretty fucking angry.
It's like you'd expect like, you know, everyone to just be like lightly hitting each other. It's like, oh, fuck. No, people were trying to take each other's heads
off. Yeah, I heard that event was like more exciting than the Jake Paul event.
No, Logan. The Logan and Paul. Floyd one. Like, dude, I rewatched the Logan one. I was there and I was like, dude, this is fucking lame. They're not trying to hurt each other.
Yeah, it's I was drunk as fuck as that, so I don't remember.
I was completely sober, and I was sitting there. I was like, damn, this is it's pretty interesting. And then it started raining.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and then people started slipping and shit. I was like, oh, my God, this is getting bad.
Yeah, yeah. It really...
But, hey, props to Logan. He fucking fought Floyd Mayweather.
No, it's incredible. The fact
and it's like even if there was a clause in the contract that said, like, you're not allowed to do so-and-so or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's like he still went in that. Yeah.
You think?
like.
Well, there was also a no-win clause. Like, no winner would be announced.
Yeah, that's for an exhibition fight. And all of us did exhibition fights, but there were still declared winners.
Right.
And, like, in all of our fights.
Are you and Logan cool now?
Yeah. You I mean, I wouldn't say that I have beef with Logan at all.
Yeah, because I know I saw some shit where you were saying that they, like, they don't like you, or they talk shit, or they're nice to you.
Yeah, no, they're very, they're, like, both of the Paul brothers, but I just understand the game.
Right.
It's like, I'm hated. They want, I mean, people want more interactions. I know a lot of social media people that will fucking talk shit on me and then just act really cool in person.
Right, yeah, everyone, Bryce a little bitch.
it's the game, dude, it's the game. No, because you're going to get more interactions. Every time someone tweets something fucked up about Bryce Hall, the name Bryce Hall, it'll go viral.
Do you lean into that, though?
I mean, like, I kind of just am like, whatever.
Right.
It's like, hey, get my name out there more, fuck it, go for it.
Yeah, fair. Fair play. Yeah, I guess if people talk about you,
it's like good. It's like I'm doing something right. I'm getting these people mad for something.
Right.
What? So. Okay. So Sway, I remember meeting you guys in the house. You guys were like fucking like a little frat house. You guys are fucking crushing it. What happened there? You guys kind of just all went on your own different paths. Was there like a pinnacle point where you were just like, actually, this isn't gonna work anymore?
No. I always thought we were gonna keep killing it, but everyone wanted to go different ways.
Yeah.
And some people were some people didn't work as hard. Right. So it's like,
well, it's also like
if we all wanted to go to the YouTube path, if we all went on that YouTube path, it would have been another like Team 10 vibe. So like we would have all been pulling millions of views, but it was just me and Josh that were on YouTube.
Right.
So like me and Josh were the only ones like kind of posting on a different platform other than TikTok.
Yeah.
So we were the ones that were like getting it outside of just TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
But then nobody else wanted to do anything.
Was it hard to find like a group of dudes that would like, I guess, blowing up on TikTok and then like, oh, let's help each other?
So once we got arrested, me and Jaden, that's when Sway went mainstream for the first time. That's when that's the first time a TikToker went mainstream, when me and when me and Jaden got arrested.
Sick.
So I was like, fuck yeah. Mom didn't even know I got arrested until she saw it on ABC News.
That's wild. Yeah, so, what was it, just some shitty charge or something?
It was for weed, but in Texas.
Oh, it's not allowed? Texas is
no. You can get arrested for a gram. We had fucking 4 ounces.
Oh, shit. You boys are smoking. Oh.
We were smoking hella.
That is crazy. But so then after that,
our management said that Sway should like disassociate, because a lot of the people in the house lost deals because of it.
Right.
Like actually big deals at the time.
Right.
Like 400K deals, like just hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of deals just went out the window because of that arrest. Yeah. But I was like, dude, I didn't get deals in the first place. That didn't affect me at all. And Jaden's a fucking rock star. It's like, out of the people that could have gotten arrested in Sway,
it's probably the best. Yeah.
It's like us. That's like perfect for us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it fucked up everybody else. So our management was telling everyone to split up. And that's when I saw Blake on TikTok. And I've known Blake for like 7 years. So I like was like, yo, come join the Sway house. Let's revamp this shit. So I restarted Sway.
Right. What does Sway even mean?
I mean, it's a another word for clout.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, look at Urban Dictionary.
Really?
Yeah. Sway? Like I swayed you, you know, like persuasion.
I legitimately thought your name was Sway La. I would go to my friends like, oh, we're going to Sway La house.
Yeah, Sway LA. You know, our fucking, dude, I'm so glad we picked Sway, but when we were discussing what our name should have been, we were genuinely, like, our second name would have been the Bel Air Boys.
Nah.
So Sway
kind of. I feel like Bel Air Boys would make some cool merch.
Which house has got the worst name?
Yeah. The Vault? Vault House or some shit?
I don't even know any of the houses.
There's so many houses.
But all of them, like, fell off, really.
Well, I just think it's because, like, no one really likes each other. They just see it for, like, a monetary gain.
That's the difference between, like, Sway and the rest of the houses, though.
Yeah.
Like, we were actually so close.
Yeah. No, you guys legitimately would, like roll around together, go everywhere together. Who do you think out of your house, like, out of Sway, is going to, like, fully make it? Like, be, like, a
Jaden.
Superstar? Really?
Jaden. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on tour now, no?
Well, he just got off a tour, but he was opening up for MGK at every stop.
Yeah, that is fucking crazy.
Signed with Travis Barker.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
What about Hype House? Who do you think is going to make it? Well, I guess they're done, but. Who do you think will make it?
I mean, Charlie and Dixie?
Well, are they kind of.
They were Hype House.
They were?
Yeah. But if we're talking, I mean, Addison, she was Hype House.
She was Hype House as well?
Yeah.
I feel like she's already made it. She's like pretty much A-list.
Yeah,
she's
like chilling. Addison, D'Amelio's, and if Alex Warren figures out what the fuck he wants to do, like 100% of the time, I think him.
Yeah. Well, they will split up now that Alex has his own house. And
yeah,
shit.
I know. I just went to it. I think Alex has a great talent for music.
Yeah.
Different than any of the other TikTokers that try to make music.
Yeah, yeah. His voice and the passion behind his music.
Yeah, and it's like and each song has like a great message.
Yeah. No. So it's like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So why do you not do any brand deals and shit like that either? Is it just because you're so controversial?
I do occasionally. Actually, now I've been getting way more deals.
Really?
And I feel like I'm still the same.
Right.
But I noticed when you're 100% in the spotlight at all times, remember those fucking like little paparazzis that would follow everywhere around? Yeah, they don't do that anymore. You notice that?
Yeah, well, not at all. Like,
yeah, they don't do it anymore because like the YouTube clicks went down for everybody.
I thought it was because there's real celebrities out now. And about. I was like, you know, I was like, I get it. We were just like placeholders until like the actual celebrities like come out of their little homes.
No, I think it's mainly because of the YouTube shit. Like they were making so much goddamn money off of us.
Really?
Did you see fucking Fletcher's revamp to his truck? He upgraded his truck over $70,000. I know for a fact there were certain months that he was making $300,000-$400,000 a month off of YouTube AdSense.
What?
Yeah.
$300,000-$400,000?
Off of us.
Damn.
I haven't seen him since.
I was going to start a podcast.
Yeah,
because
he probably fucking, he doesn't need to anymore. He made $300,000-$400,000 like for maybe 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
Like he's chilling. Dude, we had so many plots though. Like me, Michael Gurn, and Josh, we were fucking trying to start our own paparazzi company.
Really?
Yeah. Like while all the hype was happening.
That'd actually be not, like, yeah, that'd no, be a good idea.
Yeah, we were literally about to do it.
Yeah.
And then like the hype just fucking,
like, dwindle
died.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and would actually, like, be a smart business.
It was like, the concept was, I always ignored the paparazzi. I actually hated it because they would talk about my personal problems to my face. Like, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But
like, do it behind the my ones, back.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, only behind my back.
Yeah.
But the one that we would hire would be the only one that's getting our answers, our responses. They would ask questions that we would want to be asked.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, I know. We were about to make so much fucking money, but
it would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What about, okay, so how did any energy come about? And the fact that you guys are still going after a year is sick. Congratulations.
Hey, Walmart.
No, that is fucking nuts. How did that happen?
Great. I have a great team behind me.
Really?
But it's short for animal. I'm the party animal. That's what the chain is, everybody.
The penis.
PAU, dick, and party animal.
Yeah.
No, but so when I first started like doing YouTube, like when I first started transferring over my TikTok to YouTube, we would gain energy by like shotgunning energy drinks.
Yeah, I remember seeing that shit.
On camera always, and it'd be like free promo for all these fucking energy drink companies.
Right.
So I was like, why the hell are we doing this? Let's create our own. And then me and Josh were like, all right, let's fucking do it. And then we
did it. That's crazy. And then how the fuck do you get a product in Walmart, especially being
like
controversial?
Yeah, controversial, right? No, see, it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, not
as long as you don't do numbers.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but like, the world's changing. Like the space is changing. Controversy doesn't mean shit anymore.
Yeah,
it's like you can post your dick and shit on OnlyFans, and you're still doing shit with Netflix.
Yeah,
you know.
Fingers crossed.
Well, no, I'm saying like you did that interview thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're fucking doing your like porn basically.
Yeah.
But you're getting paid for that, but you're still no, but it's like I'm saying,
yeah,
you got Netflix deals,
right?
And you're still doing that.
Well, that's,
I'm in Walmart, but yeah, I've been arrested. I've been fucking, I got my party shut down on my 21st. The mayor was tweeting at me. I got my power and water shut off. It's like,
oh, that was your party. I remember hearing about that story.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was me.
It was a great party. It was a lot of fun.
It was awesome, right?
Yeah, no, it was sick. Yeah.
Like, and you know, it came back, but obviously it didn't get fucking picked up by any news outlets.
Yeah.
But no COVID from anyone that went to that party. But, but it was the super spreader party.
No, it was such a sensitive time.
Yeah, that was like peak. That was
everyone was like, oh, you can't do this.
I'm pretty sure that like violates your rights and shit.
Yeah, Joe Rogan talked about it and said that exact same thing.
Yeah, that's where I heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, no, I agree with that as well, because I was thinking about it, like with the type of content that I post or the type of shit that I say. And I was like, I really feel like as long as you just work hard and you're fucking focused on the end goal, like you could really just do anything. Because I got told that going on reality TV will seriously fuck anything that I ever do. And yeah, it's the best
decision
I ever
made. What they were telling us when we were doing the Sway show.
Really?
Yeah. And
it's just then, like shut the fuck up.
But also it's like another example, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
It's worth $200 million. And oh man, he has sex tapes out.
And they're fucking
it's
aggressive.
Like, he's, hey, it's like, oh, everyone hates him, right? Oh, he's laughing his way to the bank.
Yeah, no, he's fucking chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, so what happens next? You're not going to start another content house? You're not going to do it? Are you going to sing?
No, I'm just, dude, honestly, my content shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm bettering my content every single day.
Yeah.
And goal, obviously, be biggest entertainer in the world.
Oh,
Maybe the people that only like speak English. I don't know. Unless you translate my videos. My videos are sick.
You should learn Portuguese.
I am going to be collabing with a lot of Brazilians.
I swear to God, I've never seen engagement like it.
I know, it's ridiculous.
No, it's fucking bizarre. I just posted another one before. I was like, me on my way to Brazil, like in Portuguese. What were you going to say?
We can cut this if it's not announced yet. But were you going to do a roast?
I was. They didn't find sponsors. So it didn't even happen.
Yeah, I was meant to be.
But I think the fucking roast of me would go so stupid. Like,
yeah,
be dummy.
Like, it'd be hilarious.
Well, it's good that you feed into the people like talking shit as well. Because I feel like that's the only way to go about it. Whenever like someone like tries to rip on me, I just double down. I'm just like, no, I'm a piece of shit. Like, please, let me join you.
I also think the people, and a lot of people are now realizing this. The douchebag shit that I portray myself as.
Yeah.
Not really like that.
Yeah.
I'm not even like really a douchebag on the internet. Like, I clap back at certain things.
Yeah.
It's just the things that go viral are the negative things. Yeah.
Right.
So it's like I have this portfolio of like just negative things, and people that don't keep up with my day to day, they just see this list of negative and they're like, oh, this guy's a fucking douche.
Yeah. No, they get angry.
But then they like see me in person or they see me on a podcast and they're like, oh, this guy's like fucking
actually
normal.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a normal dude.
But those people are boosting you up though.
Yeah.
You're yeah, like no, I'm glad. I want them to keep TikTok. To keep hating me. You said Trump of TikTok.
Yeah.
It's actually super funny. It's like you're not doing something right if everyone loves you.
Exactly.
Right. Like, that's why I have no followers.
Yeah. terrible example. Terrible example, but Trump.
Yeah.
Like, right. Trump was the president, and everyone fucking hated him.
Yeah, everyone.
You know?
What advice would you give to, like, one of your followers that is following your footsteps, like a young kid that wants to be the next Bryce Hall?
Good luck. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I would say, like, dude, honestly, I grinded for 7 years. Thank God TikTok came into the factor. But I always like just every single day I would always wanted to be where I'm at. I want to keep going.
Do you manifest and shit?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that. I don't know like what the, I didn't look in a mirror and say, I'm going to be the biggest entertainer in the world.
Right.
It's just like, yo, I'm just going to.
Just going to do it.
I'm honestly not following a rule book. I'm just going my day to day, just being myself.
Would you ever go to, did you ever go to university or any of that?
No. Well, PAU, you? Party Animal University. But.
Fuck, just
set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, fuck.
No, I never went to college. I as soon as I graduated high school, I moved out to LA. 17.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What did your parents say about that?
My mom was very supportive.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I guess because she's getting a fucking house out of this.
Yeah. So it's like, I told her, I'm going to get you a house.
Yeah, I would be too. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I feel like my parents would be so like confused and angry. They were just pissed off at me already.
Do your parents like keep up with like your podcast and like watch the shit?
Whenever I say something bad.
Yeah, no, like, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like every single time, because my mom keeps up with it. Like it's.
Really?
Yeah, like she keeps up with everything. So she'll see like my vulgar content where I'm like talking about fucking Tana and shit. And
oh, she'd be you like, did fuck that.
Yeah, like back in 2019. But like she'll see that, and I remember watching one of my videos with her, and I see her face like.
Yeah. Like, I think my best friend's mom.
It's like, you raised this, ma.
Yeah, you did this. Like, the best thing is just being honest, I guess. Like, and just being transparent. Like, I'm very blessed. Like, my best friend's mom, Christian's mom, she follows literally everything. She's like a hawk on everything. Like, she watches everything. But my mom will only like text me if I make the local newspaper. She's like, this is crazy. Are you still doing good? She like, well, call me. Like, hey, do you need money? Like, is everything okay? You go broke? I was like, no, not yet, mom. Like, just keep saving
not
that.
Yet, but, yeah, not yet.
Please, we got a sex tape on the way. We're trying to do our shit over here.
Imagine, dude, imagine. Like, cause I know my mom signed up for like my PAU club, which is my subscription based,
right?
Like little platform thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I post like longer form content and shit. So if like I did OnlyFans, I feel like my mom would see it. What? And I don't fucking want her to see that.
Nah, I feel like, you know, curious.
It's like, what if your parents like signed up for your OnlyFans?
Actually, I would not care. I wouldn't care because I'm like, you know what? Because. I the difference is I already fucked on camera, like on Netflix.
Oh,
and
yeah,
on the
yeah,
first
yeah.
show that I was on. And I know for like I sat down with my family in a family setting and watched this happen.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? I'm an open book. I really don't care what you guys see. So I'm like, whatever. Like,
yeah, no, I don't want my mom to see some stuff, but I know it's inevitable. She's going to see it all.
Well, I guess because we also like plaster our lives on the internet. But yeah. When did you fuck Tanner?
2019.
Really?
Yeah, it was so old. Like, I've never fucked her since.
Damn, yeah, because you guys were playing into that on TikTok as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, we also did, like, a Q&A on my channel kind of, like, thing. But we've said it. We haven't even hooked up or anything since then.
Yeah, it's fucking... That, as well. Who... Have you got any other famous, like, public bags?
Public bags? I mean, one of them you guys know.
Josie?
I mean, Josie. Josie's a good friend. Why are you saying it like that? Don't fucking say it like that. Josie, that was like the kiss on my birthday, you know?
Yeah, I remember seeing that. You guys have been very friendly.
Yeah.
I guess who's on your hit list? Like, who's your dream girl?
Oh, dude. You know who I've been like really, I've been like into gym girls.
Right.
Like girls with that like crazy, yeah, yeah. crazy good physique type thing.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of just where I'm at right now. I don't like have like a famous girl that I'm looking at and I'm like,
So if any girl wants to get in Bryce Hall's pants, just,
you know, what? Can we fact check this? Tate McRae. She's hot.
She's gorgeous.
You should yeah. check and make sure she's 18.
She is.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's 18. Okay. All yeah. right, good. Imagine. It's like, dude, imagine. She's 16, bro.
Yeah, I would have just clipped that bit.
Okay, no.
No, yeah. She's gorgeous. She's actually such a sweetheart as well. So yeah, she's no, dude,
I was gonna slide in.
Yeah.
And then I go on her TikTok and she's like hanging out with my ex. So I'm like, fuck, well, there's.
Oh, they're like best friends yeah. as well.
So I'm like, all right.
No, I actually have the worst story. So like, they both come over, right? When I had a dog, when I was getting Bruce, right? And she's like, Addison's like, oh, this is my friend Tate. And I was like, oh, what do? Are you a little TikToker as well?
She's like a crazy good singer.
Yeah, I know. And
yeah,
no,
she's great.
And Addison's like, oh, no, she's like this big artist. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, yeah, this song I went to sing it. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not going to sing a song. It's kind of awkward. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, best of luck with your career. And then I literally Googled her and I was like, I am such a fucking idiot.
Dude,
was,
no, she has like really viral songs.
No, and her music's like so great.
I know.
So great. And I was sitting there, I was like, I've legitimately sat here and like sang your music, like crying in my car, like by myself, like being on my like
and
soy
you just
boy
didn't
shit.
Know it was her.
I just did not click. I was just like, oh, okay, like best of luck. Like, you must
yeah,
be doing
good luck.
Yeah. I was like, you must be doing really well if you're in this building. Like, congratulations. And then like I'm like, holy shit, she's way more successful than I'll ever be. I'm like such a
no,
dick.
She's great.
Yeah, she's a little sweetheart. Well, Bryce, any other advice that you give to a young sausage trying to make it in this big, scary world?
Send it.
Send it. Get your cocks out. Bryce, where can everyone find you, even though you've got enough?
Yeah, socials, all Bryce Hall. Just Bryce Hall.
What about I,
with
Bryce
With a Y,
Hall?
Right?
No, I, Bryce Hall is my Snapchat, but I don't care about that one.
Yeah, well, that's where we're sending nudes, everyone.
Yeah, so if you want to get nudes, add me on Snapchat, I, Bryce Hall. I am open.
Thank you so much for coming on. If you did enjoy today's episode, make sure thumbs up, subscribe, comment, do whatever you want to do. But send everyone some love today because everyone hates Bryce on the internet. So if you could give him some love or just defend him, he's not short and his cock bends.
Yeah.
And he's got a mullet. So there's all our hit pieces for today. Legend.
Amazing.